Oh, and many of us, and you that here in the Ontario area, Lord, gonna move you quickly in. Ooh. You can already feel that, can't you? Yeah. Ooh. But we gotta get busy here. Ooh. I don't know where or which way. Ooh. In the New Jerusalem. Our special places of love, little cubicles of love, little soft places made especially for each one of us. What the Lord's been having me do here, Sister Gates and them, is put each one in there and let them begin to feel it, because it's time that love perfects in you. So I'm going to put you in there, the rest of them. Oh. What I do is real simple. I just lay you there with a mantle. Ooh, get you released. Ooh, we got a little cubicle there, a special place for you that no one else can fill. You can read it all in the scriptures. Isaiah said, go into your chamber for a moment until the indignation passes over. Lord, get you released and just clasp you to my bosom a little bit. Ooh, let you feel it. Ooh, get you started. Ooh. I'm going to just place you in that blade and you'll feel him just squeeze down on you by the Holy Ghost. Just feel him. Ooh, feel him just squeeze down. Catch her there. Ooh. 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 Get you released there. Devil jumping on you, called you late. Ooh. Oh, that's what that special place of love is for. Oh, oh, get you released and just let you sort of feeling it. Oh, all I've got is just a touch of it. But oh, get started and put you right in your special place of love. That little cubicle, just feel him squeeze down on you. Feel him just squeeze down on you. Oh. Oh, it's good enough. Oh, it's get you released a little. Oh, you were already released and feeling it. God is letting you. Oh. 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 Now just place you right in there. Just feel him just squeeze right down on this old body. Can hardly contain it. As his love swelled inside and rolled o'er my soul. Even heaven itself is barely big enough to hold it. If it were not eternal, heaven itself would explode. Ooh, that's it. Ooh. Ooh. I just feel him squeeze down on you. Oh, the love of God,
love of God,
revealed through Jesus,
revealed through Jesus,
is a love story,
is a love story,
never all can be told,
never all can be told,
age upon age,
age upon age,
eternity without end,
forever and ever,
his love has no end,
his love has no end.
Oh. the Spirit is the love of God. If some of you have seen me use it, bind demon-possessed people to where they just stand just like this. Oh, faith will do it, but love is the easiest. You just, it's the strongest there is. It just comes down on you. Oh, just feel it. See it just binding her, just touch it. Prophecy may fail, but it's best bind down on it. Gifts of faith may fail to do the work, but love never fails. Ooh. You know why? Because love takes all those things of Christ and brings the whole nature of Christ just whoosh, right down upon a person. Binds it together. For the love of God. Feel it just move down on you. Feel it just bind down on you. Oh, that's it. Oh, the love of God. Revealed through Jesus. Here's a love story. Never all can be told.
Age upon age,
eternity without end, forever and ever, His love has no end, and a mystery of His love. Is the one that gives it out. Gets the biggest blessing. Than the one that receives. Whatever you give out. It's the law of God. 100-fold back. You will receive. Oh, in this life and eternity forever. You see, when you give love out, it does an eternal work in you.
The binder of God.
It's the eternal seal. That sealed your reward. And holds it bound.
Until the promise.
And the reward received. In heaven itself. The glue of God. That never unsticks. Is the love of Jesus. That glues you in His body. In fact, it absorbs you. And seals you in. And the love of Jesus. nothing can pull you out.
Looking in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. A lot of folks have the idea you have to see him like in a vision. But no, that's not right. Oh, You see him in a vision every once in a while, but the purpose is for you to look at the glory of the Lord just like looking in a mirror. Taking the glory of the Lord there and then taking the word that describes him and looking at him, beholding that glory of the Lord like he's in a mirror, changes us from glory to glory into his same image. What you're looking at and what you're feeling right there in front of you, according to Paul and according to others, that's you. Oh, that's what God has reserved through Jesus Christ for you. Feel it there, right in front of you. That's you in the mirror. That's you in the mirror of heaven there. And he wants to take it just glory after glory and just take that glory that's there in front of you and just put it down over you. Oh, that's you. You feel right in front of you there. Oh, he wants to clothe it on you. Oh, just like you fixing yourself up in the mirror, he wants to clothe it on you. Change you into that same glory that you feel right there. Ooh. 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 And it hath been done, hasn't it? Ooh. Ooh.
And your feet like fine brass.
Burned in a furnace,
a golden girdle
around your chair,
and your body shiny
like the noonday sun.
Body of fire and glory,
shining before me.
Oh, look at it now. Ooh.
One of the old prophets said, in that day, speaking of the day in you and I live, shall the kingdom of God be filled with the children of God that shine forth in the kingdom like the stars of the firmament?
Ooh.
And another one said, in that day shall the saints shine forth in the kingdom of their Father. See a mirror of you right there. Listen to Jesus speak.
As you are, you'll be none anymore.
For
in that day, I've made a body for you, and I set it for you
to receive my faith.
Then I clothe it upon you, your body saturated.
Oh,
like the waves of many waters,
clothing upon
and moving through me.
I just feel him clothe on you. See, raise your hand, feel him clothe on you. Let your hand down.
Oh, just feel him do it again. Raise your hand. Feel him do it. Ooh. Ooh. Feel him do it again. Ooh, that's the way, Shirley. Said, well, listen, oh. Some of them came to him, said, oh, that we might do the works that you do, Jesus. Because they were thinking, speaking, you know, religious folks like a lot of us, we were raised in a society, we think that what we can do of works will make us like Jesus, you know. And you know what he told them? He said, well, you don't even know what you're talking about. He said, religion works ain't got anything to do with it. Who? He said, this is the works of God. You believe on me. Oh. Oh. Another little mystery. I spoke it to you many times during the time when the Lord was having us to restore the principles. 12, 14 years when we were restoring the principles of Christ. I taught it to you. Everybody'd always say amen. Never did understand it. Did you know what the Lord wants out of you? He does not want any works. He wants to produce in you a nature that automatically lives the works. Oh. It doesn't have anything to do with your works at all. Everything concerning your works is Satan. It's religious Satan. The Antichrist spirit trying to get you to substitute your works for the works of Christ. You see, very simple, you have an old nature formed after Adam, a natural nature. That's what you are, that's what you were born with. And then when you accept Christ, call upon him, whatever, Holy Ghost overshadows you, watch me. Puts the new nature of Christ in you. In a measure of the stature of the fullness. In a measure. But he does something else. Whoa. I'm going to minister to you tonight because the Lord has released me to. I ministered this during the time of restoration. The Lord had me to stop ministering it. He said people had made a doctrine out of it, where it was dead, and wait till folks were able to receive it. Okay, you've got your old nature, your old fleshly nature. Holy Ghost overshadowed you. Oh, washing the regeneration, washing the new nature of Christ in you. Then he puts the fullness of Christ for your life outside of you. Right there. Ooh. Close it up on you. Oh, yes, he does. You see, grace is not just a promise. The fullness of Christ is not just a promise.
He actually gives it. Now in times past, folks would say, well, Brother Ed knows what I'm talking about. So, well, I have the fullness of Christ. So they go on and do nothing about it. Who? Now the purpose of God is to take this fullness of Christ that's on and outside of you, and for you, by your actions of faith, your spirit has come alive. Christ is in you. For you, by your actions of faith, to let the Christ that's outside of you, clothe upon you and saturate you. Glory to glory, here a little, there a little. Glory to glory, here a little, there a little. Ooh. Until this fullness of Christ that has clothed upon you through his many workings has actually destroyed that old nature on the inside of you and has brought forth a new nature of Christ, Jesus Christ, come in your flesh. Did you think for one moment that God said he gave you something and lied to you? Did he give you the fullness of Christ? Listen, Peter said, according as his divine nature hath given unto us, not just a promise now, He gave it, hath given. Then we see in Ephesians that he gave just a measure of Christ. Somebody lied. No, they didn't lie. Just a matter of understanding. The measure went inside, in your spirit. But the divine nature that gave you all things of Christ clothed upon him. This is the reason you can say the word of God is nigh thee. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. When the word of God or the revealing of God is preached to you, all you have to do is just open your mouth, speak it from there. And whatever the word of God reveals of Christ, as you accept it by faith, it renews upon you by the Holy Ghost, saturates down through you, comes alive out of your flesh, at another time, and down and on and through, down and on and through. According as his divine nature hath given unto us. Hath what? Given unto us. All things that pertain unto life of ungodliness. Now we're beginning to learn them in the New Jerusalem that what that was that's been outside of us all the time. Some of us didn't even know what it was there. We'd feel it every once in a while. Is Jesus clothed upon and one with the Father? We begin to learn the mystery of God over in Revelation. As it finishes, God said, at that day I shall dwell among them, shall live in them, walk in them, I shall be unto them a God, they shall be unto me a people. The mystery of God finished through Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle speaking, when he does this thing, when Jesus Christ finishes, all enemies put on his feet, said then he delivers the kingdom back up to the Father. and becomes one with him. And he has people standing to that place in the flesh, and he'd one with the Father. John said the same thing, John the 14th chapter. Said at that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Ooh. What did he say? He said at that day, here's the Father. Back up. Brother Bob is the Father. Ooh, you shall know, Jesus said, here's Jesus. At that day, he was standing down on earth, speaking. You shall know that I am, catch him now again, in the Father. And you, ooh, in me. And I in you. Oh, wait a minute. Stand there a minute. In the book of Acts, we saw Jesus when Stephen was killed. He looked and saw Jesus, and Jesus wasn't in the Father. He saw him at the right hand of the Father. Something mixed up somewhere. Book of Hebrews said he finished the work. Jesus finished the work. Sat down on the right hand of the Father. How puzzling. Here we see the Bible say one thing, turn around and say another. In order to become one with the Father, Jesus Christ had to become like him. At the sixth suffering, he was at the right hand of the Father. But he had one more suffering to do before he could become one and in the Father. What is our Father God? Our Father God is a consuming fire. Whoa. So Jesus in the outer court in heaven, in the seventh suffering, in the outer court, the place reserved for you and I, in heaven, signifying the future, people of future generation, fulfilling them, the order of the sacrifice, in the outer court of the temple, they put on a burnt offering. And they let it burn continually until it was consumed in fire and smoke. Daily sacrifice. Now the offering they had on the inside, signifying the early church, They barbecued that and ate it. But the one outside, turned into a coal of fire. So did Jesus, bearing his judgment, bearing judgment for you and I in the outer court. The judgment fires burned him to where the judgment fire is reserved for you and I. Burned him to where his blood was nothing but a flame of fire, his flesh nothing but a flame of fire, and his breath, breathing by the Holy Ghost, had turned into fire. And in that last suffering, that last gasp of breath, the Father God reached and got him, brought him inside of him, said, I will gather my son into me before he does blow away, and I will cool his suffering in my body. And he brought him in, put him right in there and cooled. Having ascended up into heaven, Paul said that he might fill all things, that he might put all enemies under his feet. And in that outer court, in that last suffering, he turned into fire that absolutely put every living thing dying in his blood, every living thing died in his blood. Every laboring thing died in his blood, died in his breath, and the day reserved for you and I, when the kingdom of God come forth in fire, you be inside of him, every living thing has died. That fire of his body, that fire of his blood, and that fire of his flesh, and that fire of his breath becomes grace fire for the obedient people. Fire of love that destroys every living thing in their bloodstream. Destroys workings of death. Destroyed every living thing in their flesh. Sin in their soul burns them out. Don't have to struggle and strive. All workings of Satan. You don't bind him, you don't cast him, that fire just destroys. And keeps them breathing that breath of fire. That goal, you know, your breath is what replenishes your blood and feed, replenishes your blood and your flesh, keeps it moving. Keeping them breathing those breaths of fire by faith. That keeps your blood purified and your flesh purified. Move it. This thing doesn't even have anything to do with religion at all. It never did have anything to do with what you could do. It always had to do with what you received by faith from what Jesus had already done. The devil changed it. All right, that grace fire is given to us in love to destroy it. All working the mind in our life. Satan's thoughts in your mind. Your own desire and sin in your heart to destroy you. Diseases in your body. Pain in your body. Anything that'll come. It's given to us in grace and love. But that fire is also reserved. The fire of his body He's reserved us to destroy the enemies of God, to make way for you and I in this last days, for his kingdom to come forth in all the earth. No way. You can make any works out of that. Oh. Ooh. What, you and I were suckered into religion, weren't we? Thought it depended on what you could do, good and evil. Lord Jesus. How you gonna ever match that? It depends upon you receiving by faith the finished work of Jesus Christ and one little touch of his fire. Just one little work received by faith, greater than anything you'd ever be able to produce in your life. Could you turn your finger? Could you burn your finger enough to just burn it to a crisp? For it to reach out and burn anything off people. It wouldn't burn anything off people's mind, would it? You could destroy only two enemies of God, maybe burning them. That'd be you and who else you could grab and burn together with them. Oh. And then that wouldn't destroy them. They just come out of there and go and be ready to go into somebody else. Ooh. Ooh. Come right down on you. Oh, feel his head and hair white as wool. Just come right down on you. Settle on you. Ooh. As white as snow.
As white as snow.
And eyes of fire. Feel his iron of fire begin to shine through yours now. Ooh. One with my Father. Hath possessed me. Now just feel him just move down through you there and possess you, saturate you. Ooh. Fall him down with your hands out. The way it happens, you begin to behold the glory of the Lord. Watch me. And at first, it seemed like it's maybe out arm's distance, or maybe a little closer. You're not sure where it is, how far it is, but it is away from you, isn't it? But as you keep looking at it, keep acting on your faith, making your confessions, it just gets closer. Closer, closer, closer. First thing you know, boom. From Livonian saturation. Oh, and then you look back, and maybe it's a little bit closer. You keep looking again, make another confession. You don't even know what you're talking about, maybe. You're not making any specific confessions. You're just looking at the glory of the Lord. And it gets closer and closer. This is the work of the Spirit. You get the work of truth as you go along. It gets closer and closer. Then, boom, saturate. Ooh. Gently. Then another one. Ooh, another one. Pretty soon you get to where all you have to do is just like this. And then you begin to look for him out there, and some folks get real disturbed. They go looking for him out there, and they can't find him anymore. If they go to right there, he is clothed upon him. That one particular person, I'm not going to call their name because I don't want to embarrass them. Wasn't you, Brother Josh. You didn't do it this time. We had a real visitation of the Lord. And you know what happened? Me moving in their action of faith, I led them in to making their confession to faith. Feel him out there, and he clothed upon him and saturated him. And they come running up next morning and said, I can't feel him anymore out there. What had happened? Oh, you wasn't supposed to feel him anymore. Because after I explained it to them, then here they went in a glory fit again. Said, I feel him. Said, I feel him real good inside, but I can't feel him out there anymore. Ooh. Well, if you could feel him out there anymore, then I had failed in my ministry. So I'm glad you came. Ooh. Go now. He's right there. He said, in that day shall I know my people face to face. You don't believe that. All right, then let's look at him again out in front of us. Sing to him. I see you, Jesus.
I see you, Jesus.
Ooh, now just reach your hand out. Ooh, now get ready. Clothe upon me. Now just feel him fall down over you real slow. Follow him in with your hand. Just fall him right over you. Ooh. Ooh. just settle on you and saturate you. Move gently through you for a while. Oh, look in that mirror for a little while, and first thing you know, you've done like they did in the Old Testament. He said, bind the word of God on your forehead and on top of your head and carry it with you. First thing you know, you've got that mirror carrying around with you. It's shining, you're the mirror. Oh. 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 Just enjoy it a while. Just feel him just trickling all over. That's what it is, trickling all down through us, isn't it? And it feels sort of like it's trickling, or it's trickling the word, or I guess quickening would be more like it, but it feels like trickling to me. Ooh. 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 Feel it bad, just trickling all down through you there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Feel it, Penny, trickling all down through you there. Ooh. Ooh. Feel it, brother and Ricky, feel him trickling down through there. Ooh, Romano Chan Cincy. The resurrection of Jesus Christ trickling down through you. Ooh. Give you a little secret. James said, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer. He said, learn when you hear that word to act on it. Don't sit there and just hear it. He said, if you hear it, he said, you're going to be, and you hear it, don't act on it. You're going to be like a man that looks at himself in the mirror to fix up his face. He looks at it. No matter what's wrong, he doesn't do a thing about it. He just goes his way and says, well, I'll do it some other time. And he forgets even what is wrong with him. Paul said, now you behold, James was telling him, said, now, I know Paul's gospel's right, but said, don't sit there and swami on me. Said, you do behold it as in a glass, and you are changed. But said, it takes an action of your faith. Said, do something. Don't sit there. Do something. Said, move you with your hands, confess with your mouth. Feel with your heart, breathe with your breath, do something. Don't just sit there and hear. Just a hearer of the word. But said, be a doer. You know what he's talking about? Very simple. Said, when you sing, I see you, Jesus, clothed upon me, said, let your spirit, maybe even your hands,
maybe even your head, your body. Said by an action of faith, said just. You know what the Apostle James was fighting, don't you? Religious form. They buried dying in the Jerusalem church. The Jews, I guess, were the most religious form people in the world at that time. They would take everything and then make a form out of it. They go, and that's all they do. And James had a church. Of course, I wouldn't say you do anything like that, but that's right, Brother John. Smite, everybody smite themselves. That's right. Oh. The Jews were worse than some of the Catholic or the Episcopalian for chant. They just chant day and night. But they wouldn't do a thing about anything. And there were these Jews in that Jerusalem church, and Paul had delivered these revelations. And there they were making a form out of it. They were sitting there, and as someone is singing, I see you, Jesus, clothed upon me. And they were sitting there. Us do that. You know what makes us do that? You want me to tell you? What makes us do that? In our whole religious life, we hear so much old dead letter preaching and so many Sunday school lessons, seminars, lectures, or whatever you want to call it. We don't want to hear it to start with. We're only there because we feel condemned if we don't go. So we get in a habit of taking everything we hear and letting it go just about this far. Live with it long enough in our mind that we can get outside the door and then throw it out to where it wouldn't condemn us, you know. Because we knew, every one of us knew we couldn't live it. And now they said, you got to live it. And you knew you couldn't live it. So you didn't have but one defense. Now we sit there and sort of go along with it. Hold it in your mind long enough to just sort of salvage your conscience and say you heard it. Get out of money and condemnation. Then get outside the door and let it slide out of your mind and go to thinking about something else. When I got outside of that church, I was ready to do something to get relief. Either go somewhere to go to the beach or ball game or something to get away from that junk. But now it's time for live action. You're not receiving anything that'll poison you now. You're receiving something that brings life to you. Something that makes this life a joy. Plus laying up rewards throughout eternity. He's given you everything pertaining unto life, this life, and godliness. That's to be Christ-like. To do your ministry in this life. And then your ministry. Godliness to lay up rewards throughout eternity. So do something. Listen to those words. Follow them with your hand, your heart, your eyes, your feet, whatever. Whatever is taught we're singing about, don't just sit there and study about it. Follow it. Do it. Let it come alive. I see you, Jesus.
Clothed upon me.
Ooh. 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 Now doesn't that feel better? You didn't hear when you didn't turn into a swami one, you came alive, didn't you? Ooh. 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 I see you, Jesus.
I see you.
Clothed upon me.